You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. You can help get the Henday built. Tommy, you we had a little humor, a little bit of fun today with Jay Woodcroft. We actually found some scenes that he had a speaking role in his movie career as a young boy in the movie Separate Vacations. Did you ever watch the 1986 unknown movie Separate Vacations?
Not until about 3:30 p.m. when I saw it on your Instagram. And I couldn't believe what I was seeing. So I went and I found the movie online and I watched about 15 minutes and scrolled through for all the parts where young Jay was in it. I have to say, he was pretty good. And the scene that you posted on your Instagram, a little risque, Gregs. A little risque.
Yeah, well, those are the parents. Every married person will tell you that that's probably happened once maybe in their life where the kidlings walk in when mom and dad are saying hello to one another in an intimate fashion. So it's never ideal, but hey, what can you do? His line was funny. I'll tell you right now, though. If I'm one of the coaches, I'm finding a copy of that as quickly as I can, and it will be something that will be, now who's, I would put it in, and what's their video guys? Jeremy Koppel and the new guys, yep. Noah. I would say, okay, fellas, let's spruce this up, and somehow, some way, at the right time, that's going in to video session for the team, right? As a surprise. Like, that would be epic. Guys would, like, your team, guys would be dying. It was because it's a funny little thing to see. Right? And hey, how many people get to say they acted in a movie? Right? Not many. So it's not a bad thing. But trust me, I think people would think it's quite funny. The teammates, the players, they would love it. Love it.
You find the right moment, you throw it in there, and you heard Jay talking today as you got the ball rolling on this morning. You heard him talking about, he used to do this thing, this about me introduction to the players. If there isn't about me this season, he can discuss his acting career. And then now he can also boast that he evidently, according to some scientific finding, is the best-looking head coach in the NHL, followed closely behind one and only
Daryl Sutter.
Let's be real.
No offense to Jay Woodcroft. That's not true.
Who's the best-looking coach? I don't even know who it is.
Jared Bednar. I think would likely win.
He's a good-looking dude.
Right? They have Daryl. Hey, Daryl Sutter, great guy, funny quote. I don't think he's number two. So,
good point.
There might have been a lot of Albertan votes in that one, right? Which is great. Keep in mind, Mike yes. Ricci was once voted sexiest athlete in San Jose. So, certain things voted on aren't necessarily accurate all the time. Now, the orders lineup tonight, I thought McLeod might get in, but even he's not playing, according to the sheet. So that could be, it's a thin roster tonight for sure for the order. So who are two players you're watching keenly and why?
Obviously, Holloway. We'll start there. Vertanen again to see if he can try to catch the attention of anybody or everybody for a good reason. We're also going to see Niemelainen against Sam Marukov. And then the one guy that I'm trying to get a real gauge on, too, is Matthias Janmark, Gregs, because, the cap predicament and all of that. I just want to kind of get a sense of what type of player he truly is. I know we've seen him here and there in the playoffs a couple of years ago. The Golden Knights season last year, I think all of that was a bad season for everybody involved, and it didn't end the way they want. So the guys trying to fight for a spot, Holloway and Niemelainen are two that have really kind of been the story early on. Let's see Sam Marukov, if he's taken any steps forward, and then the PTO guys, and then my kind of the one that I just curiously watching just to get a gauge on would be Matthias Janmark.
Okay. I'm actually curious more just the penalty killers to see how they'll handle the power play of the Calgary Flames. Some Samarukov definitely on the back end, and Dylan Holloway. Now it's going to be against a better NHL lineup. If he continues to shine, that is great news for him. Something you don't see very often, actually, you haven't seen it in 122 years. Like when I saw the article on this, I was like, "You got to be kidding me!" So I had to watch it. Miami Marlins pitcher Richard Bleier had three balks in the same at bat. Not even in the same game, the same at bat. It's unbelievable.
Just incredible. And you could see if you caught the highlights, like he was getting mad at the ump.
Oh yes,
he was getting downright pissed off. He eventually got ejected, but a balk in a game is one thing. You know, we see them from time to time, sure, because of the volume of games, but two in one game, three in one game is insane, and then three in one at bat is ridiculous. And like you said, hasn't happened since 1900, and Don Mattingly went out there and he got tossed too. Like, this is a guy that's been in the league for, 7 years now? And he's never had a balk to this point. 300 innings recently, and he's just, like, he's livid. So I don't know what they were seeing. Maybe it looks like he kind of steps off, but three times in one at-bat is absolutely insane. And the fact that it has not happened in 122 years shows you how obviously rare this is. And, like, what are the umps looking at that we're missing? I don't know the technicalities or the if my vision isn't razor sharp, or if the ump saw something that we couldn't see on the dozens of cameras on the game, but that is absolutely insane. Is this a case, Greggs, of umps overstepping and getting too involved?
Or they're just following the rule book to a T, right? To
perhaps.
A T. So, well... We'll see how it goes. One last one for you, Tommy. And oof, Mitch White. Jeez, Jays might need a fifth pitcher here. Good thing is they don't need one really in the postseason. But looking at the Elks, they're at home. Pure later off hunger night. People afternoon. It's an afternoon game. It's going to be great weather for October 1st. Do they end the soon-to-be three-year drought?
They've got some momentum. They've got some momentum, and I know the CFL pundits are picking them to get it done. Afternoon, nice autumn day at the stadium. Yes, Jason Gregor, I think that they get it done, and we can stop talking about this home losing streak that began in October of 2019. Obviously, there was a missed season in there, but it feels like watching this team, seeing Taylor Cornelius, that new contract swagger, D-line, I know had a good night against a weak offensive line for the Saskatchewan Roughriders a couple weeks ago, but if they've got a good thing going and they feel good, they're rested, they're recuperated, they think that they could take a little bit of that confidence and swagger into Saturday afternoon's matchup and try to take advantage of another Eastern opponent. I like their chances, positive vibes, positive thoughts. They get it done on Saturday, and we could put this horrific home losing streak to rest, and this subject goes away on our station, I would say.
Did you watch the Farber and other stories on TSN about the Summit Series, the 50-year anniversary?
I've been watching here and there. I'm just dabbling. You find out little things about that team, but I was such a geek for that 72 series when I was a kid that I feel like I know a lot about it. Maybe I should have, deep dived on Farber's thing, but I don't know. I was thinking about this, Greg. It said that the Paul Henderson goal in 72 was Canada's greatest sports moment in history. I would argue against that. It was a fantastic moment in sports history in our country, but I think that on the global scale, whether it be Olympics or other sports and events, I think we've had moments that have had more meaning globally than 72. And I know it was communism versus democracy and all of that in the height of the Cold War, but I think that there are some moments in Canadian sports history that are greater than the Paul Henderson goal.
All right. Tommy, have yourself a great day.
You too, Gregs.
That is a